John 13, we are in next level living. Can you say next level living? Everybody say next level living. Everybody say it, next level living. That is the will of God for the believer. Say this, said no more low level living. And I'm not just talking about when it comes to money and things. I'm talking about every area of your life. And so this is a teaching that we're camping out around, I think, for the rest of this year. We're going to unwrap this and unfold it and unpack it. And so on Wednesday nights, Wednesday at noon, we've been talking about next level as it relates to agape. Can you say agape? And that has really been a stretching teaching. It's really stretching us. And then at 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights, we asked you a couple weeks ago to make a list of things you don't like about yourself. And we are kind of digging into that on Wednesday nights and talking about really dealing with your own inner wickedness, dealing with things that's hindering you from walking in the levels God called you to walk in. And so you don't want to miss Wednesday nights. And then on Sundays, we're kind of just making different installments on it. And so today, because it's the top of Love People Week, I'm going to kind of sit in agape a little bit more, because I think we're getting it. I think we're getting it. And I want us to continue to get it, because teaching is what? Come on, talk back to me. Teaching is repeating until the lesson is learned. Say it. Teaching is repeating until the lesson is learned. And so all the rest of this year, whether I'm teaching or London or the Sanders or the Proctors or the Ellis's or whomever, you got elders coming up and you got Carlotta and all these people that are going to be teaching the rest of this year. Lynette's going to be teaching the rest of this, some parts in this year. This is where we're going to be camping out. And so do your homework. Listen to your man of God, what I'm laying out. Dig deeper beyond what I'm digging in. And when you're up, just keep going forward in that. Say amen to that. Amen. You have no business teaching on the threshing floor, and we're teaching on the next level living. We don't want to hear about your high revelation. We want to hear about what has been laid here in this house. Come on, say amen to that. Amen. And so agape and honor is where we build our lives. John chapter 13, look at John 13. And look at verse number 34. We gotta lay in this here, because we gotta get rid of your old thoughts regarding this. So I must rid myself of any thought that does not line up with the thoughts of God. Okay, say it again. I must rid myself of any thoughts that does not line up with the thoughts of God. My apostle told me, he said, you're going to have to get rid of what you feel about stuff if you're going to plan on going forward in this thing, because our feelings will send us off. Your emotions will send you off. What you think will send you off. And you're going to have to be put on your big girl pants and your big guy pants in this season, because you ain't going to be able to walk in this agape unless you do so. Okay? Yeah, so I don't want to have to compete with the baby the whole service. I love the babies, but y'all take them downstairs to the room where they give them some snacks or something. But don't do that to me. Okay? Don't do that to me. John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. A new commandment. Said new commandment.
New commandment.
Now, it's not new in the sense of it never existed before. He's not telling us something that we didn't already know. But the old version was love others as you love yourself. He says, let's upgrade that. Let's freshen that up, because some of you all are still dealing with loving yourself, so you're going to struggle with loving other people. He said, but how about you love one another as I have loved you? That's a real strong commandment. And it's a real simple commandment because we all have experienced the love of God. What the Bible says about how the sun shines on the rain, on the just and the I don't care if you saved, unsaved, I don't care if you're a Christian or Muslim, you have experienced the goodness of God, you just don't know it. Oh, come on, y'all might as well say amen to that. And so this agape is the highest form of love. Put that in your notes. It is a supernatural love. It has nothing to do with how you think or how you feel. It is totally locking into God's heart for people. It is allowing God to heal your heart, to move forward and all of that stuff. And you got to understand that it's supernatural. It is above your natural ability. You can't naturally do this. You can't naturally love those who are difficult to love. Naturally, we have a response to people that respond to us a certain way, right? But the scripture said, I don't care how they act with you, agape should always do what agape does. Agape never changes. Agape is consistent. Agape does not waver because they said something about me. It doesn't waver because they didn't speak to me. It doesn't waver because they ain't been acting right with me. It doesn't waver because they switched up on me. Agape remains the same. And I'm not just talking about talking to your church sister or your church brother or serving with the lady on the greeters team. I'm talking about at work and your family. I'm talking about in your marriage. Agape does what agape does. It is a supernatural love of the Lord that you are capable of doing. Go over to Romans chapter number 5. It is. He's back. And you can't check with the world regarding this because they don't understand it. They don't understand how you can love people that's acting the fool with you. They don't get that. I was watching the married event at my pastor's church, and a lady got up to testify, her and her husband, and she had been committing adultery for the last 10 years. And she stood there with her husband, and they talked about the goodness of God. Who does she stand there with? She didn't stand there by herself saying, this is what happened, and but I've learned from it. She stood there with who? And he caught her in hotels with other men and all these kinds of things. She got pregnant by one of the men, and she stood there with her who? And see how y'all looking? Somebody said. The lies you tell, Reverend, listen. Listen. Come back here. There are layers to this. And I'm not saying you should be there, but don't judge folk that are. Don't tell that man he crazy, he stupid. I wouldn't have. Yeah, you wouldn't have. Why are we bothered by stuff that don't bother other folk? That's that man's wife. How you bothered by it? Because it's all, you can look at it as, oh, that's terrible, or as, look at a wonderful testimony of redemption. Because he had every natural right to leave her where she was. He had every natural right when he walked in the hotel room to bust ahead one of them lamps. But when you have revelation, y'all listen to me here. Because see, some of y'all tripping because Lily didn't bring the potato salad to the barbecue. And you ain't talked to her in 3 years. This man's wife was humping somebody else in the hotel room. Because when you have revelation of this, you understand that agape does what agape does regardless of your activity or your behavior. I'm not bringing God's teaching down to your level of thinking. We talked for months about you changing your thoughts. I didn't say it, he did. He said, love your enemies. That ain't a lifeline rule. When you join our church, when it says raise your right hand, you agree to love your enemies, but that's our doctrine. That's the scripture. And naturally, it makes no sense. It makes no natural sense to do good to people that's doing you wrong. But we didn't get a choice or a say in the matter. It's a command. What does command mean? To do what? Say what? It's an order. It's an instruction. And God gives us no instructions without the ability to carry them out. Look at Romans chapter 5. Now, I read some of these before, but I'm going to read them again because, see, some of y'all, we're growing in this. Look at Romans chapter 5. Look at verse number, look at verse number 8 first. In the Passion Translation. Because humans, I told you before, we're valuable, but we're also flawed. As good as I am, I'm also bad. Tell your neighbor, say, you are too. That's why it's called inner wickedness. There's some things in you don't like. It's on your list. And just because you made the list, you don't just stop because I made my list. We got to now walk through this list. Because if you don't walk through it, you'll use your list as an excuse. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, but Christ proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we, somebody said while we, while we were still lost and ungodly, while our behavior was still bad, he did good for us. Because agape does what agape does regardless of your behavior. Look at verse 5 in Romans 5, because you said you can't do it. We told you last time you can. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured, I gave you the illustration, into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You can love like God, which means it comes down to a choice. We talk a lot about deliverance in the church, and I told you your deliverance is as valid as your daily decision. You get to choose, just like you woke up this morning and you chose what to put on to come down here. It was your choice. You get to choose to respond to Elder Dominic based, regardless of what he does to you, you get to choose how you're going to respond to him. Nothing just comes up and just comes out and the devil made me do it or you made me lose my religion. No, you chose to either cuss or care. You chose to cuss or consider. Because one of the things we're lacking in the body of Christ, or even in our world, it's not just the body of Christ, our world, we are lacking an empathetic, compassionate, intelligent, considerate approach to people. Yes. Yes. All people, say all people. All. Come on, say compassionate. Say considerate. Say empathetic. Say intelligent. Those are four biggies you got to have when dealing with people. Jesus himself was moved with compassion. Don't you think some of the folk that he was moved with compassion regarding had done some bad things or had acted up or had even talked about his ministry? But agape does what agape does regardless of what you do. And if we understand that in marriage and with our families and in our schools and in our jobs and careers, we'll be a much better place. And I don't tell you things and I don't go through things so I can tell them to you as I made this example up. I'm just trying to walk out what I'm teaching you. There's a whole lot of times I want to let loose on people. A lot of times, man, because as good as I am, I'm also bad. Will anybody agree with me that as good as you are, you're also bad? You love God. You're born again. You know, you love your family, but there are some things in you that if you push me the wrong way, I'm liable to say something to you that don't sound like an intercessor. I'm liable to look at you in a way that don't make me look like I'm Christian. And we all got to continually deal with that. We got to confront those things in us. But we have been so programmed to confront them in everybody else. I can call you up here right now, and you can stand here, and there can be a line over here, and you will prophesy and speak life into all those people and tell them what their issue is and what God wants them to do. But when it comes to us, our hearing is clogged. Because God starts with us first. And he uses people to help us. I told you guys, I don't like how I sometimes respond to London. And so when I do it, she'll say, why you got to do all that? Why you got to say all that? And instead of me saying, you're right, I'll say, I didn't say it like that. Because those close to you will help you with things you need help with. But you got to submit to them and stop fighting them. Because y'all should want each other to be better. I want you to grow, whether you're my wife or your husband or your friend or we serve together. We want to all just be better. So when I'm telling you something, it's out of a good place so you can be better. And the response ain't, well, you do this. That's the wrong response. Because now what you do when you do that, you teach me that I can't be honest with you. Because everything I say, you're going to turn it into something else. And, if I said, you got to put these dishes up. Well, you didn't put the cup up. Wait, we ain't talking about the cup. And here is the reason that unbelievers are not becoming believers ain't always the devil. The reason people ain't becoming Christians is because of Christians. Because they may never come here, but they see you at work. And you are an extension of here. Every brother is an extension of me that's here. You may not get this platform, but you got it at work. You got a platform at work. You got a platform at the gym. You are an extension of this pulpit with me. And what does that got to do with agape? Because if you love God the way you should love God, you would do the work. Oh, y'all, I'm losing the audience. Elder, I'm losing the audience. I need y'all to hear me. Go to Ephesians chapter number 3. At some point in every relationship, say every relationship, there is going to be drama. If you are human, it's just not wise to think that you're going to relate with anybody and not have an issue at some point. Well, that's my good friend, and at some point she gonna make you mad. At some point he gonna say something you don't like. At some point y'all not gonna agree. And the foundation, the bedrock, Twan, of agape is conflict resolution that we don't have, and we're not teaching the next generation. They don't know how to have conflict resolution. That's why they just get a gun and shoot. We ain't gonna talk through it. See, back in the day, we fought, but we still made it home. We fought, and then we went home, and we played baseball together the next day. Now we don't agree, I just shoot you and kill you and go home. And what is wrong with the heart of man? The Bible tells us in Matthew 24 that the hearts of men will grow cold in the last day. How do you shoot somebody in the head and go get you a beef dip with hot peppers? Like you didn't just take a life. How do you sit and eat that beef while you watching the news, knowing they're looking for you, looking at a mother crying for her son, and you know you took his life? So we got business. We got stuff to do, Drew. Well, I ain't got time to argue with Rayshawn and be mad with Tanya and don't like when I ain't got time for that. There's a world that needs what we have. So we got to get it together. We got to get it together. I wouldn't come to your church either.
the usher don't like the greeter, and the greeter don't like the organist, and the organist don't like the person on in the choir stand, and the choir stand don't like people in the back. I wouldn't come here either. Miss me with your flyer. I work with you. I saw you talk to the boss yesterday. We're living epistles. And we got to grow in this agape. Listen, I have grown so much. I used to be probably like a 2 elder. Because I had a natural love. When you go there with me, I'm done. Because I got a list. Once you get on it, it's hard to get off. And so now, as I begin to study this agape, God's dealing with my list. So you don't get to have a list. You don't get to have a list. I don't care what they did. I don't care what they said. I don't care what you survived. I don't care about the rumor and the lie and the trauma. And you don't get to have a list. Ooh-wee. I mean, what you mean list? I love them, but I just don't fool with them. That's a list. If you don't hear nothing else, you don't get to have a list. I don't care who it is. But you don't know what they did to me. And I'm not making light of it. They shouldn't have done it. They shouldn't have said it. It hurts you. It caused you great pain. You're in therapy right now because of it, but you still don't get to have a list. Oh, this strong here. And listen, you ain't gonna get there by the end of this message. We're growing in this. That's why teaching is repeating until the lesson is learned. The first couple times, some of y'all just turned me off. I love my pastor, but he on some other stuff. And maybe lesson four, you start kind of listening. And then you hear Sanders talk about it. And you hear Kelly talk about it. You say, okay, I'm kind of getting it. And so you start on ground level and you begin to grow. So your first step may be unblocking them from your phone because you done blocked the whole family. I ain't ready to go over there yet. I ain't got nothing to say to them, but I'm going to at least unblock them. I'm going to start there. I'm at least like one of their posts a week on social media. I'm going to start there. Because I'm not telling you to leave church and go down the street and invite them to dinner. I'm not telling you that. But the Holy Ghost may tell you that. You got to listen to him. That had to be God working in that couple because everybody don't have the same outcome. And he stood there with her smiling. Yeah. And she talked about how she slept with other men and had babies and stuff. And she was still married to him. And he went and got her. That's Bible. See, we want to talk about Reader's Digest and People Magazine and Facebook and Larry Reed Live and Oprah Winfrey and not the Bible. The B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. How the rest of the song go? I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. And the reason some of y'all don't know that because you never went to Sunday school. That's why they're bringing Sunday school back here. Because our kids know Lil Wayne, but not the Bible. They know Lil Durk, but they don't know who Paul is. And I ain't talking about culling Paul. I ain't talking about doing any exercise and culling the three Hebrew boys. Because you know that their names ain't even Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That ain't their names. That's the slave name. That's the Babylonian name. You don't call them by that. Just like I don't call you poor because you ain't. I don't call you depressed. Because you ain't. I don't call you a loser because you ain't. I call you a winner. I call you a child of God. I call you above only and not beneath. I call you the head and not the tail. I call you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because that's who you are. I don't care how you look. I don't care what's going on. That's who you are. I don't care how nasty you've been. That's who you are. So we don't go by our slave name.
Stop answering to stuff you ain't. You're not a hoe. You're not nasty. You're not a nigger. You're not that. You're God's valuable. Pay attention. You're God's valuable masterpiece. And he's invested too much in you. I don't want to preach. Take this. Now, sit down. Ooh, y'all done got me excited. I'm sick of us living low level. No more low level living. No more low level living. No more low level living. None. With your children, with your wife, with your husband, and your money, and your thinking, on your job, and your career. No more low level living. Enough is enough. You come down here every week and get high in the spirit and then go home and live low. We ain't doing it. By the end of this year, I declare if you're on welfare, you're coming off. I declare if you're in debt, you're going to be out of debt. I declare your thinking going to change. You're going to experience peace. By the end of this year, you're going to get this word and it's going to work its activity in your life. But it ain't a part-time thing. You got to lock into this. You got to commit to this. This ain't something you come down here when you're going through. You got to lock in. When it don't look good, you got to lock in. When it don't feel good, you got to lock in. When that girl out there humping somebody else, you got to lock in. Y'all was like, yes, yes. When I said that, you said, no, wait a minute now. I'm just telling you Bible. Let me see my Bible, Drew. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Stop carrying this around if you ain't going to do it. You got it engraved and you got it highlighted and it looks real pretty. If you ain't going to do it, stop carrying it around. Because you carrying it don't mean nothing anyway. Is it in here? And when it's in here, this becomes your natural response to life. I'm sick of the devil fooling with our couples and our marriages, and I'm sick of it. And you high in every other area but that one. Ain't you sick of getting beat up in that area? Ain't you sick of getting beat up in that one area? Y'all been arguing for 10 years. Y'all been going back and forth for 3 years. Y'all been separated 8 times. Ain't you sick of that? You've been arguing with your son for 10 years now. He smoked weed. You smoked weed when you was young too. I'm not saying it's okay, but get a better strategy. Ask the Holy Ghost what you need to do. What are you saying? Grow up! Put your big man clothes on. We got work to do. I'm sick of the devil. This area of agape, this is where we build our lives. I'm sick of us always being offended and immature. Every week, somebody leave this church every week over something stupid. This is your set place where God has placed you, and you just run out over something stupid. You don't even have the sense enough to come and tell me. And I've covered you and prayed for you and dedicated your children and gave your money. And even if I did nothing, I was your pastor. That's it. Ain't a devil issue. That's you. We need to grow up. Coming to this area. But even if something is going wrong, I told him, hey, if I'm doing something wrong, tell me so I can get it right. And I have to submit myself to what my own words. Because they're going to come back. And she's going to say, you told me to tell you. I don't like that. And I got to say, okay, now, so help me with that. Because I don't want to do that. That's the first step right there. I don't want to do that. I don't want to respond to you that way. We're going to deal with why I do that. We're going to get to the root of what's in me to cause me to do that. What is it? Is it something I don't like about myself? So I'm taking it out on you? What is it? That's why he changed and upgraded that verse. Because a lot of us got issues with ourselves. And other people are getting the, they having to pay the tax of what you don't like about yourself. They paying a tax for something they didn't even buy. They paying a tax from your last husband. A tax from your last wife. A tax from your last job. A tax from your, I'm not your old pastor. God wouldn't have sent you here for me to be just like your old pastor. Ooh. Go to Ephesians. Sit down. Y'all got me hollering and screaming. Let me calm down. Look at Ephesians. Because we have been saying this. This is our E320 year. You know there's two verses before verse 20. Look at it. Look at Ephesians 3. Look at verse number 18. I got 5 minutes and I'm gonna go. Y'all got 24 minutes on this clock. You know I can't take no 24 minutes. This is Paul's prayer for spiritual growth. That is where the issue lies, Dana Bell. We want to grow in the leaves, but not the root. You want to escalate and be elevated right to prophet, but you don't want to love your neighbor. And so Paul is praying for spiritual growth in Ephesians chapter number 3. Look at verse number 14, because we jump down to just verse 20. And God's going to do exceedingly. He's going to do abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And you ain't got the basics. It's called spiritual disciplines. Jesus. Look at it, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in your inner man, that your inner man be strengthened. Your spirit man, the real you, the part of you that concurs with the laws of God. Your flesh don't want to do what's right, but your spirit joyfully concurs with the laws of God. Your flesh want to smoke, drink, overeat, have sex. It want to do whatever they're supposed to do. Now, sex is good in the right context. It's a wonderful thing. It's anointed. But our flesh always want what it's not supposed to have. When it's midnight and you should be asleep, but you still up watching that last episode of Gunsmoke, and your flesh said, it's a piece of cake left down there from earlier. And you said, oh, it is? And you said, yeah. And your flesh said, go down there and get it. And he said, no, I don't need no cake. He said, go on and get you the last piece of cake. And you at 12:30 a.m. getting you a piece of cake and a glass of cold water. See, it ain't just sexual. It's I didn't need that extra piece of cake. Everybody got something. What's yours? Don't look at me. Don't look at me like that. What's yours? Drew said in the back. Drew said, it was Drew or was it you? You said, Pastor, you still coming now? I said, man, I'm working daily. I said, it's a daily progress. It's one day at a time. And Drew said, yeah, that's what it is. What you got to do? One day at a time. And some days good, some days ain't. And your flesh will talk to you, Chris. I was coming home from rehearsal, and I took North Avenue down, and I drove past Johnny's Beef. Now, Wendell, I said I drove past it, but your flesh talks to you. It said, why don't you get you in London the beef? Since you up here. And your flesh will reason with you. It said, you ain't up this way that often. So you going to stop and get y'all one. And it said, and ain't no, because you know it's used a long line. It said, ain't no line. Now I done got all the way to Thatcher. But
But I'm entertaining the flesh. I'm having a conversation with something I shouldn't be having a conversation with. I'm trying to teach you here. And I hit that turn signal. No, help me. And I made the left so I can make the block. No, I'm telling you the truth, y'all. Montel, I circled that Johnny 4 times. I'm just driving. Because I'm trying, I don't need this, but I'm up here. And I ain't had now. And them sweet peppers and hot oil is good. Oh, you laughing, but what part of your flesh have you entertained? I know you don't need to come over, but I'm lonely. We just gonna watch TV and talk a little bit. And your flesh said, let them come on over. And your spirit said, no, you don't know what you need. If you come over here, something's gonna happen. And it's gonna be booty in the air, y'all gonna be naked. He said, no. I ain't smoked weed in 6 months. But my man said they're going out tonight. He said, hey, let's go smoke. And I'm like, but that's my buddy. And I'm trying to be a witness, but weed is legal, and you're trying to rationalize. I circled that block elder 4 times. Y'all want to know if I got the beef, don't you? Woo! Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I bow my knee. Sean, I got that beef. I got it extra dip with hot peppers and sweet oil. Hey, but I got loved one too. I got her one too. Cause love is what love does. I got her one too. After I circled that block that 4th time. Cause if you ride too close to Johnny, you can smell it. And that thing hit my nose. And I said, oh Lord. I'm gonna have to go in. Listen. But listen, y'all laughing because you know I'm telling the truth. Because that's how it be. That's why we're growing in this thing together. And there's been some days I done won, and there's some days where I lost. He said, Pastor, you don't lose, you learn. I didn't learn nothing. I ate that beef. And I got me a fry and a lemon icy. That's what I got. What did you get? I got a beef. What you get? Booty? What you get? Wheat? What you get? What you get? Ephesians 3. I got to go. Come on. Y'all learning something though, ain't you? There's an anointing here to learn and grow. If I were you, I wouldn't miss a session. And the same grace that's on my life be on all these leaders when they take this platform.
whether online or up here with a microphone, the same grace be on them, that they don't miss a beat. And you don't make a decision about, well, Kelly preaching, I don't know. Well, Twine preaching, I don't know. It doesn't matter who's preaching. You're going to sit and receive the word with humbleness of heart, with the intent to do. You don't get to categorize anointings. Yes, I am your pastor. My voice is the voice for this house. But he even told Moses, you can't do this by yourself. So what's on me has to be on them. I don't care if Elder Dominic is sitting, he going to teach some. I'm raising up new teachers. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And even if you're online, don't you turn online and I ain't there, you turn it back off. That's low level living. When you put everything up in one person, that's living low. Because what you're saying is, she ain't got nothing she can say to me that'll help my life. That's what you're saying. So let me turn her off. Oh, pass ain't on. Oh, let me go. Let me go back here and make my greens or my chitlins. Or watch my One Life to Live. I'm gonna have young blood on there one night. We all gonna the leaves be on there, because we're a community of believers. And if you sitting under this word, now that's on you. You sit up under this word and get up there talking something all that, that's on you. They got a right to turn you off then. Now what you talking about? We talking about next level living. You talking about highway to heaven. What you talking about? That ain't what Pastor left off in. Ephesians 3. What verse was I in? Because I don't know how I got on talking about Italian. How I get on talking about the beef? I went back to 14. Okay, where am I here? I'm out of time. That's where I'm at. No, the clock says zero. I got to stop. I got to be somewhere at 3 o'clock.